differences were not readily apparent. That's not exactly unexpected. This is, after all, Republican primary debate. And so Governor Perry, Senator Hutchison, and Deborah Medina all come from similar right-leaning positions. That was maybe most evident in the debate's initial question. What do you think the federal government should do for Texas? All three said, not much.
You know, I always tell people, I said, there's three things that the government ought to do really well. Deliver our mail, military, and defend our borders. And I guess, you know, one out of three ain't bad.
But when asked about creating jobs in Texas, Governor Perry pointed to his pro-business stance on taxes and business regulations, while Hutchison said it's all about preparing the workforce of the future.
What we need is an education system that trains our young people so that they will get the good jobs of the future. And when 30% of our young people are not graduating from high school, that is not a state that is going to create the good jobs of the future.
On immigration, Deborah Medina said she would mass troops on the border. Senator Hutchison would increase use of a national system that verifies the immigration status of potential employees, while Governor Perry would punish businesses that use undocumented workers.
We should fine anyone who hires illegals to work in this state. That is one of the quickest ways to stop illegals coming into Texas.
Maybe the most important question of the night was how each would handle a looming multi-billion-dollar state budget shortfall. Governor Perry says statewide, agency-wide cuts will be needed. Hutchison agreed, but added the state needs to reevaluate what it's spending money on.
We should start cutting across the board now in our state agencies. We have over 300 state agencies. 45 of those agencies are related to health care. I'm just wondering if we couldn't consolidate some of those state agencies.
On this topic, Deborah Medina really separated herself from Perry and Hutchison. She wants to see the state budget cut. She is a staunch small government advocate. But she believes personal freedom equals personal prosperity, which will help increase state revenues.
When we eliminate private property tax in Texas and fund our government with a broad-based sales tax, we'll see a $3 billion increase in net personal income, and we'll see 150,000 new jobs added to the Texas economy in the first year.
Beyond those few moments, policy differences didn't jump out, especially between Governor Perry and Senator Hutchison. Both spent much of the night blaming instead of showing what makes them different. For KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.